The Senate Judiciary Committee is considering the nomination of James Comey to be Deputy Attorney General at the Justice Department. If approved, he would become the number two man at the department behind Attorney General John Ashcroft. Comey's nomination comes as the Justice Department is under scrutiny for its investigation to identify the Bush administration officials who leaked the name of a CIA operative. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In the last few years, many contentious votes in the Senate Judiciary Committee have been divided along party lines. But on Tuesday, James Comey, a Republican nominee, walked into his hearing with the blessing of senators of all political stripes, as well as several law enforcement and legal organizations. The 42-year-old Comey has gained a solid reputation for his work on high-profile terrorism and white-collar crime cases during his tenure as the U.S. Attorney in the Southern District of New York. That state's Democratic Senator Charles Schumer says Comey is a Class A prosecutor and would make a good Deputy Attorney General.
When it comes to the professional, it would be hard to find a more impressive resume and reputation. Jim is a prosecutor's prosecutor. The White House proposed Jim Comey, and I don't know that they could have come up with a better man for the job.
But Schumer questioned Comey off and on for more than 25 minutes about how he would handle the Department of Justice's investigation to determine who leaked an undercover CIA officer's name. Many Democrats say that Attorney General John Ashcroft is too close to President Bush and his inner circle to be unbiased in the case. At the hearing, Schumer asked Comey if he thought a special counsel outside the Justice Department should carry out the investigation.
It would seem to me that given the fact that there are many other people who could be capable of getting to the bottom of this without those at least appearances of conflict, that recusal is sort of a no-brainer. Just, again, tell me a little more about your thinking in general.
But Comey would not be pinned down on how he would approach the ongoing investigation if he is confirmed.
I approach it with an open mind. I approach it with a careful enough character that I make sure I understand facts, understand law, and then make a judgment that I believe is the right judgment. That's my totem, is what is the right thing.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Orrin Hatch suggested that the committee should not expect Comey to solve the puzzle.
I just need to point out that these leaker investigations are the toughest investigations there are. Very seldom have they ever found out who it was. But we expect you to handle that in a straightforward, upright, honest manner. And knowing you, I know you will. But good luck.
Other senators questioned Comey about his views on gun laws, hate crimes, and recent moves by the Justice Department to toughen sentencing laws. Comey said he agreed with Attorney General Ashcroft that prosecutors and judges should follow maximum sentencing guidelines and that the death penalty should be applied more uniformly throughout the country. Chairman Hatch said he hoped to schedule a committee vote next week so that the full Senate could vote sometime in November. Comey is expected to sail through Senate confirmation. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.